On page Tav Kuf Nun Hey, but it was numbered 6 on top of the photostated page. We're returning to the Maimer of the Chalban, the subject of Bitochen and Hishtatlus. And we could continue here. There's a little bit of a summary. This is where we're up to. It's okay. It'll take, it'll manage to take 20 seconds. Just listen. Im Kain. It's a little bit of a review. Im Kain Ladas Kulam Tzarech Ha'odam Lases Eshalo B'cheleke Hishtadlis. Everybody agrees that the Torah wants us to make a Hishtadlis, but we have to put in our effort. Umikal Makam L'Rayv Hashita Sachen K'chol Sheha'odam Oidlam Madregis Abitachem Vashem. However, according to most Shitas of the Rishonim, the greater the person's bitachon is, the stronger the person's bitachon is, he should pull out more and more from his shtadlus. As he increases the healthy program is to increase bitachon and to slowly be weaned off of the hishtadlus. More bitachon, less hishtadlus. Of course, if a person sees that he didn't make the same amount of money, and as a result of that he becomes all worried and nervous, that means that he's not in that place yet, bitachon, as we've been learning. To wean himself off the hishtadlus. Put in less hours. And slowly, the Mishnah says, whoever accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah. Now, to be makabel upon oneself all of Torah doesn't just mean that you're officially signed up in the karlo. It means that you're a person, that you're makabel upon yourself completely, that your existence, your entire existence is learning Torah. Not just that you are part of a program, but you have accepted all Torah upon you completely. Then the Mishnah says, "Ma'avirin mena o malchus v'ol derech eretz." Over time, if you reach that level of all Torah that you accept upon yourself completely, no, you're in such a place of bitachon that your entire existence is Torah. Then, "Ma'avirin mena o malchus v'ol derech eretz." From Shemayin, they give you the ability to be less and less involved in Malchus and Derech Eretz, in matters of this world. Hava Oimer, Im Odom Moiser Atzma Laman HaTayre. Now, the Chaban is going to explain what that means. When it says in the Mishnah again, Kol Mekabel of Old Torah, it doesn't mean you learn a couple of hours a day. If a person is Moiser Atzma Laman HaTayre, he gives himself mamish over Laman HaTayre, then these Rishonim hold, the Ramban, Chavis Lavavis, and others hold, that to the degree that I increase my connection to Hashem, my bitachon, my connection to Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes more involved, kivyachol, in my finances, in my case, to take care of my needs. V'inyoni ha'chaim ha'chumim shelo yistadru b'kalus. And the inyanim of this world will be taken care of in an easier way. The things of this world will settle down in an easier way. Bli tircha merubah, without a lot of extra work and stress and so on. Things will find a way to work out more, because from Shemayim, with your increased bitachon, with your increased kabbalas al Torah, because Baruch Hu becomes more involved, the Rishonim say, more involved in the Hashgacha, meaning taking care of what you need. A person who attaches himself, devotes himself to the Torah, b'kedusha. Hinehu mamish koel shefa gadol la'am Yisrael. Now it's zenene v'zenene. Everybody benefits. Everybody wins. When you have this one person who accepts upon himself al Torah, by doing that, he is able to draw down shefa gadol am Yisrael. He's able to draw down for us a tremendous shefa, tremendous bracha. Because the whole Bria, all of creation is through Limud HaTorah. B'tuvo mechadish b'tuvo b'chol yom tovid ma'aseh bereishis, Chazal say, ein toiv el haTorah. So mechadish b'tuvo b'chol yom tovid ma'aseh bereishis, b'tuvo means b'Torah. That through the chidushei Torah, the Talmidei Chacham who are mekabel upon themselves all Torah and all mitzvahs, it draws down into the world. Shefa and bracha. It affects the entire nation. V'yeshlo siyua me'el yainim, and mimela, the person himself who's responsible for unleashing all of this bracha, he's first in line. That's not why he's doing it, but he's first in line to gain from this bracha. K'desh yuchal la'asmed b'maisev. In other words, he's generating more bracha into the world through his learning. And because of that, he's given more opportunities to bring more bracha. And how does that happen? By HaKadosh Baruch Hu freeing him up more and more from responsibilities of this world, and giving this very, very sincere, this very sincere person, Loman HaTorah, the opportunity to learn even more and more and more. By doing that, the entire world is gaining from the Shefa that is drawn down because of this person's learning. And he himself is given more help from above so that he can continue to bring down more Shefa. So it's great. It's good for everybody. It's good for Am Yisrael. It's good for this Talmud Chacham, for this Yid. Kamo Chayal, so the Chalban gives an example of a soldier, Kamo Chayal, Shatzava Doeg L'chol Inyonev.
With a soldier,
the country, the nation, takes care of everything the soldier needs. Takes care of his food, takes care of his clothing, even takes care to give him a retirement thing, takes care to give him a degree, that he should be able to get a degree, right, after he leaves. In other words, you took care of the country. You took care of us. You watched over the country. You fought for the country. So we take care of you. That's the deal. It's very straightforward. This person has to be free. The soldier has to be free to be able to be focused on what he has to do as a soldier. He can't start worrying about how's he going to get himself a breakfast or supper. He can't worry about where he's going to get a pair of boots. He's got to fight. So. So too, a person who devotes his life l'Torah l'Kedusha, will be yichud, and especially in mekaven kol ma'asev l'ilui hashchina l'gulas Yisrael. This is a very important point. There's more, of course, coming from the Mekubalim. Especially if this person's intention is not just because I like learning or I'm afraid to do other stuff. I really enjoy this. He has in mind that his learning, he always has in mind, his learning should be le'ilui hashchina. It should be ma'abek v'ayt shamayim. It should elevate the Shechina's presence in this world, strengthen the presence of the Shechina. Ulugulas Yisrael should strengthen, my learning should contribute to the kaychas of Am Yisrael in this world. Lugulas Yisrael. I believe that even the most secular Jews know Yisrael. Have a deep appreciation for the chevra that are learning, and I've always seen that over the years. Even the most secular, they believe that there's a toelus, that they believe there's a tremendous toelus, and that the yeshivas should be full. And there's tremendous resentment when they feel that if they feel that their boys are in the army, and the fellows are not, and they see guys that are not taking learning seriously. There are some very, very, very extreme secularists who don't care how serious you are with learning. But my personal experiences over the years, I've seen that even secular Israelis, that they want guys to learn. And they believe that it helps the country. They believe that it brings down Shefa and it helps us be protected and successful. I think there are two problems that they have. I think the numbers has become a lot. And a sense that not all of these guys are necessarily serious about learning. They're not all serious about learning. When the last confrontation took place, it came out that it was during Ben Azmanim. There were there were a few yeshivas where the Rosh Yeshivas demanded that all the fellas stay. If the boys are fighting, and we believe that we're helping, then why would we go like to Eilat surfing? We should be learning. And those yeshivas remained open, and they're Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. And I, from what I read, the soldiers and the secular people appreciated tremendously. They appreciated that, and they feel that connection. When it's not sincere, Chas V'Shalom, and when it's not serious, I'm not talking about the extremists. On both sides, they're nuts. I'm talking about regular people, healthy, normal Jews, whether they're religious, not religious. It works out. But when it's not serious, and it's not Laman Hashem, and it's not with the sense that this is L'Gu'ulas Yisrael, with the intention to protect the Jewish people and to bring redemption to the Jewish people. But when it is, it's very powerful. So this is a soldier. A Jew like this is a soldier. His life is no longer just about him. A guy that's in the army, he's not a private citizen. He's a Klal Yisrael Degger Mensch. Someone that fights in the army, it's a Klal Yisrael Degger person. A guy that fights in the American army, he's not just a regular guy. He's not a private citizen. Within himself, he carries America, the whole nation. The soldier's life is elevated from being just a little small person who is minding his own business to a person whose every meal, whether he has shoes, whether he has a warm coat, whether he has gloves and a scarf, it's the business of Klal Yisrael if a soldier has that, no? So too, a yid that's mekabel upon himself al Torah be'emes l'man hashchina and l'gulas Yisrael, and he's serious and he puts his kaiches into learning and he loves Am Yisrael and he loves Jews. This is a Klal Yisrael de Gemench. L'chein yesh siyaita d'shmaya al, there's a new package, but he's far away. Just shouldn't get mixed in there. Al yani chayv achumriyam. So then, the same way the American government takes care of the soldiers' needs, and the Israeli government takes care of the soldiers' needs, he's a soldier, he's a klal person, it's not just about himself, so too, somebody that's mekabel upon himself al Torah, l'man Hashem, l'man gulas Yisrael, in his everything in his life, in yoni chayev achumrim, all of his personal matters, shkin ein him in yoni prakim l'klalim. It's not about whether he has supper or he doesn't have supper. If this Talmud Chacham is missing supper, it means that Klal Yisrael is suffering. It affects Klal Yisrael. He's a soldier. V'lumisha merukas rak ba'atzma u'b'chayiv. But a person whose entire focus is only on himself and his own life, the tirdoisav and all of his troubles and all of his business and everything is tirdais ishiyais. They're all just personal matters. He's not on the team. He's not the army. Then yesh pachas siyata d'shmaya. It's that simple. Then he gets less siyata d'shmaya. You're just living your own personal life, and therefore, I mean, of course, everybody loves and tries to help other yidden and so on. But he has pachas siyata d'shmaya lahakel me'alav is tirdais. Then there's less government involvement, there's less Shemayim involvement in this person's personal life. Your life is lived as a private citizen. As a private citizen, you get a certain stipend. That stipend that you get might require that you have to put in more hours, and more hours in chumrius and gashmius in working for a living. You're a private citizen. But if you're a soldier, if you're a part of Tzivos Hashem, of the Chil Hashem, like the Rambam describes those who give their lives over to Torah, and the Chabad is talking about someone who is makabel upon himself al Torah, mamish al Torah. And he says it doesn't mean showing up for Seder at 9:45, leaving at 11, having a pizza with your wife, coming back at 2, having mincha till 2:45. Mincha is very, very long. Till 2:45, and yeshiva's mincha is very long. Till 2:45, a long mincha. Then you put in a half hour, then you get a couple of phone calls, get a coffee, a little bit. But what I'm describing is the life of many, many people, Hashem Yirachem. That's not Kabbalah's Al Torah. you're still a private citizen. You're just a private citizen that's trying to avoid life. But a person be'emes is a ben tyre, is a makapan some alf tyre, then the government / shamayim gives you special dispensation, you get special compensations for that. V'hu davar mufla. This is an amazing thing. She'ela shehigdishu es chayeim be'emes u'besamim l'man Hashem. Those who devote their lives be'emes u'besamim, truthfully, l'man Hashem, l'man hashros hashchina, to be megal l'kveit shamayim in this world, zochu mamish l'siyata d'shamayim mizgeres chayeim. The mamish zoche for unbelievable siyata d'shamayim. K'Hashem Yisbarach shomrim u'magen ba'adam. If they're on that level of Al Torah and Emuna and Bitochen and everything's Laman Hashem and Laman Yizkulas Yisrael, why do you have to get all nervous? What are you getting all nervous about? Why is everybody? I mean, no, it doesn't sound so nice, but so the government says this, the government says that, then why is everybody getting all worked up? It's easy for me to say. I don't depend on the government in Eretz Yisrael. But if some of our secular brothers and sisters would be learning this piece, they might present it and ask, like, why are you guys all nervous? As long as you're mekabel upon yourselves al Torah and Salman Hashem and Gulas Yisrael, the same God that took care of you until now will continue to take care of you in the future. Since when does God live in the Knesset? Since when does God, a matter of a vote? Again, it's easy for me to say, and I don't have to. People have to bring home food for Shabbos. I and it's terrible matzav, and there's a pachad. But it's hard to argue. This is the way of Torah. If you're signed up, then it's to be a soldier, you'll be taken care of. The understanding, of course, is, and all those who live in Eretz Yisrael, and people who have a little bit of a seichel and chutzlaretz know, that the picture is not as rosy. Just because there are 700,000 people kind of horror at the tefillah thing doesn't mean that all those 700,000 people are sitting going over Laila and learning. So it's not so pashut. There are other things, of course, that are involved in it. But I'm saying, just as far as that's concerned, it's not so pashut. But if you believe in this system, as we're taught from Chazal and the Rishayim, Hashem is Baruch Shemar, Magen Ba'adam. Hashem will take care of you. Stay in the Bismedrash, Hashem will take care of you.
To find another way besides the government to tzedakas, whatever it is, you just have to have faith in that.
It'll work out. If you're somebody that's not very serious about learning and you're just doing time, you better start to get nervous. Something to be nervous about. The government's cutting you back, and you're not a person that has his flesh to sit and learn. So you're not getting the money from the government. You're not in particularly good standing in Shemayim as far as your learning is concerned. You're not on this program. So must be much wiser for you to get a job. Why don't you go to work? It's not go to work, and that'll be a part of this Siyata Dishmaya for the people who are serious about learning and go to work or to the army, whatever it is. I mean, the army, there are other problems about the guys. But Amos Kol Ish Yisrael Yesh Siyata Dishmaya. Chaban writes, we're on page one of the new set, Tavkuf Nun Vav, on the right side. Amos Kol Ish Yisrael Yesh Siyata Dishmaya. Every Jew has help from Shemayim. Shekein hu ben loviv shuv shemayim. We're all Hashem's children. Ulam loim de ha-Torah b'kedusha. However, those who learn Torah b'kedusha, b'kedusha is also important, b'kedusha, not that they learn Torah in a way that's not b'kedusha, heim le'ela le'ela. We're going to see the famous Rambam in a minute. Heim le'ela le'ela. These are the highest, the highest in the world. Shemiyachdim is chayehem, la'achid is hadoidim v'ahava. They devote their entire lives to connect together Hashem and Am Yisrael, to bring the Shechina, to draw the Shechina closer and closer to us, to be Megala Hashem in our lives. That's what Limud HaTorah does. It's unbelievable. V'ahava mikoch esek Torah, with great love because of their learning Torah. And certainly, the more a person devotes his learning for this great ideal of Tikkun HaShechina and Gulas Yisrael and the well-being of Am Yisrael, he'll be zeicha to wondrous siyata d'shmayim. The more he gives up himself, his own life, leman hashchina, the bigger the soldier, leman hashchina, gives himself up mamish, leman hashchina, and he's prepared to live a simple life, even a life that's difficult. Him and his wife, they're prepared to live in a very, very simple way, and even in poverty, leman hashchina. So he will see very remarkable ways how somehow it could work out. Somehow it works out that this Yaita Dishmai, that there's a way that this comes to him, that it comes to him and it's able to work out. And they'll help him from Shemayim. Now, way back in the old days, there was a particular class within Klal Yisrael that was set aside from the rest of the Jewish people to be learning and to spend an entire life in these tikkunim of the Shechina in Yisrael, to learn b'kedusha b'tahara. Of course, the Kahanim, the Levim, Shevet Levi was devoted to Limud HaTorah Yom V'Laila with Kabbalas Ol Torah b'kedusha b'tahara l'man Hashem l'man Yisrael. And therefore, the way that it worked was, Hashem designed the life of Klal Yisrael that the rest of the Jewish people should take care of the Kahanim. And in that way, Meraksim Atzma Bavod Sakuna, the Kahanim could be completely focused on the Kahuna and on Limud HaTorah and teaching Torah and so on. Shiavodat Tziboris Klal Yisraelis. The Beis HaMikdash is for Klal Yisrael. The Kahanim were teaching Torah for Klal Yisrael. And when they received the Matnas Kahuna, they didn't have to have salaries, and you didn't have to have tuitions, and so on. The Kahanim, that was their responsibility. It was Klal Yisrael's responsibility to provide for them, their physical needs, and the Kahanim took care of the spiritual needs. That's how it was set up. L'fichach Hashem doeg lehem l'chum yusam. These are the soldiers, the Klal Yisrael people, therefore Hashem takes care. And Hashem set up Klal Yisrael in such a way that through the rest of Am Yisrael, Hashem's elite soldiers, the Kahanim, are taken care of. They don't have to worry. And that's exactly how it would be now, and it could be now if things were being done in a healthy and normal way. As far as going out to war is concerned, that's an entirely different issue. I'm sure everybody here knows that Davke the Talmid Chachamim, you have to put that sign up that says in use.
It says it does.
Oh, they mean serious use. Davke the Talmid Chachamim, David HaMelech's army, the people who went out to war were Chashuv people. The Dovid Malach Davka took out the most chashuv of people, the biggest Talmid Chacham, so there should be special siyata d'shmaya, special shmira. The soldiers were the biggest, most chashuv of people. Davka. There was never a time in the history of Klal Yisrael that people who were learning Torah were parted from participating in our wars. You just have to learn Tanakh. That's the wars where all Jews participated in the wars, even the most chashuv of people took part. Davka, he took Talmid Chacham out to war with him. So there should be shmir. There should be a shmir. Of Chediva Rambam the son of Chashmita v'Yovel. The Rambam writes at the end of Chashmita v'Yovel. Mezul Lashon. It's a very famous Rambam. So we don't have a Bais HaMikdash, but we have a Nisan HaRabim. The Rambam writes, V'lom le'zoch ha'levi b'nachlis eretz Yisrael b'bizos ha'machov. How come Levi wasn't given, Shevet Levi wasn't given any part of eretz Yisrael? V'nei shehuvdol la'avod es Hashem. Because Shevet Levi was set apart, la'avod es Hashem, to serve Hashem, l'sharaso, u'lo'hoyreiz drachav ha'yisharm, to serve Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash, and Lahiris Drochav HaYisharm, and to teach Hashem's ways and the halachas, Umishpot of Atzadik L'Rabim, to teach Torah to the Rabim. Shevet Levi was, we're learning the Rambam on the bottom, second line. Shevet Levi was set aside. How come Shevet Levi didn't get a piece of Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam says because Shevet Levi was Huvda Lavad Hashem L'Sharso Lahiris Drochav HaYisharm Mishpot of Atzadik L'Rabim, to serve in the Beis HaMikdash and to teach Torah. That's the bracha of Levi. Therefore, Shevet Levi lived apart from the world. Lived in Kedusha and Tahara, Beis HaMikdash, teaching, learning, davening. That was their responsibility. It's true. The Kahanim would not go fight in the wars with the rest of the Jewish people. And they did not inherit any portion through the koch of the guf, meaning through war. Elohim chil Hashem, Hashem's army. Chil Hashem, Hashem's army. Shnema Baruch Hashem chilo. It says by the bracha of Levi, Baruch Hashem chilo. Hashem takes care of his army. That's exactly what we're learning. Hashem takes care of his army. The Rambam writes, "V'hu baruch hu zorich lehem." Hashem takes care of them directly. Shnemar, I mean, takes care of them directly. He has, because Baruch Hu takes care of them through Klai, so Hashem takes care of them. Shnemar says in the pasuk, "Ani chelkucho v'nachalascha." I am your chelik. You don't have a portion in it to sell. Hashem says, "I'm your chelik. I'm your nachla." Now the Rambam says, and of course, this is the most quoted sentence, V'lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, not only Shevet Levi, Ela Kol Ish V'Ish, Mikol Boy Ha'olam, any person in the world, Asher Nodva Rucho Oso, whose spirit moves him, Ve'evinu Mado, and his mind helps him to understand, Lehibodel, to separate himself from this world, La'amod Lifnei Hashem, to stand every moment before God, l'sharoso, to serve Hashem, la'avdo, l'deyas Hashem, and to know Hashem, v'lach yosha k'maysha asohu elokim, and he goes in a straight path the way that God made him, u'porak me'al tzavaro ol ha'cheshbonis harabim asher bikshu b'nei adam, and he's completely gotten rid of, in his life, of all of the cheshbonis of this world asher bikshu b'nei adam. That doesn't mean that he wants to learn and he also has to drive a nice car. He wants to learn, and he also has to have a beautiful house. He wants to learn, and he also has to have the prettiest girl in Brooklyn. This person, even though he's not from Shevet Levi, is Niskadesh Kodesh Kadoshim. He has made himself into a piece of a chefza of kedushas, the kodesh kedushim, he's holy. V'yeh Hashem chelko v'nachalosa la'olam u'lom elom, and Hashem will take care of him. Hashem will be his portion, now and forever. V'yizak alei b'olam hazeh, Hashem will take care of him in this world. Dover hamaspik lo, hamaspik lo. What does it mean hamaspik lo? Enough. Hamaspik lo. Remember, talking about a ruchnistik person, someone who's thrown off himself to olchesh ben Israel. He doesn't have to go to the Nick game. You understand? He doesn't have to go for the. They're called. I see everything now is called the Pesach getaway. It's called a getaway. Getaway from what? Getaway from Pesach. So he doesn't have to get away for Pesach. and spend $45,000-$50,000 in the hotel only to complain about how horrible the food is and the people are a bunch of yentas and the shiur was lousy. Shloshim yom, I already begin to.
Yeah.
You don't
need a calendar.
Right. The way that Hashem took care of the Kohanim Levim, I get it. What they didn't live, in luxury, but they received hamaspik lahem, what they needed. Every Kohen and Levi had a place to live. Every Kohen and Levi had what to eat. But they were ruchnis to get mentioned. Haridavid al b'shalom oimer Hashem menas chalki. David Hamelach was not from Shevet Levi. Of course, he was very rich, but he went through hard times in his life as well. And he says, Hashem menas chalki. Hashem minas chelki, the kaisi at the time of Geroli, only you, everything is yours. You're my chelik, you take care of me, nothing else. And Donach was such a person that if everything, he went through different sorrows, if everything in one second would have taken from him, he would have been the same David Amalek we spoke about when the stenders pulled away. David Amalek was David Amalek. He was David Amalek. Im Kain, that's the Rambam. So the Chaban continues. Im Kain, the left side, Yesh Be'achleit, Inyan Choshuv Lashki Atzum Begdusha, Liftoch B'Shem. Certainly it's a tremendous thing for a person to invest himself into a life of Kedusha and to trust in Hashem. V'kach Yimayit Esei Shtadlus, and by doing that, he can decrease the ishtadlus that he's making in panasa, in physical matters, rak lechte hatzarach v'lo yoseh, to what he needs, v'lo yoseh, he has to see, to what he needs. Again, what we need, in what one needs in 2014 is not the same thing what they needed in 2004 or 1994, not in 1894, it's different. What one needs, what's called a need. And what's the shia? What does it mean? Needing. So it could be that, could be it was. Years ago, air conditioning was considered to be for rich people. But in our generation, in our times, to sit without an air conditioner, if you're in Bnei Brak in the summer, so to tell somebody that learns in Bnei Brak that you're supposed to have davar maspik lecha, since when do you have to have an air conditioner? That's something that maybe you could have said 30, 40 years ago, but to tell a Jew now, Bnei Brak, he doesn't need an air conditioner. If you've ever been to Bnei Brak in the summer, it's no longer something which is a luxury. So again, these are things that have to be determined by big people. But somebody can this person who puts himself more into learning, his expectations of this world become less, and his involvement in physical matters becomes less. Yeah.
Can we work this backwards? Let's say a person doesn't feel he's not holding there yet, that he's got the emunah. So we're talking about chasing the clients. How many times do you call and say? Can the person say, okay, I called them once, I did my shtadlus, now I'm going to try to work backwards with that emunah. Maybe I'm not holding the Torah level.
Good. So we have to learn more, because we're going to talk about how that works with people who are not signed up on the...
Okay.
Like most people in the world, they're not signed up on that Kohen Levi.
Right.
So then we'll talk about how in our lives, as not being such big Bala Medragas, can we be a tzaddik for the moment? Mm. Right? Can we be a Levi for the day in this decision?
Right.
Whereas in other parts of our lives, we're not such big Bala Bitachim. But can we have like a pass, a temporary pass into the world of Shevet Levi? So we need to learn more to get to that. That's the big question. We're going to talk about that. All of this depends upon different madrigals of people. The more attached a person is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim and the Gedolei Hasidus also, with some slight adjustments hold this as well. Kein shayra lov siyata d'shmaya. U'mimela, hu yochel l'shtadl pachas binyanei lamazah. He can begin to wean himself off of this world. Remember, he's a ruchnistic person. He's not sitting with his sefer with his gemara open, pining for Disneyland. You understand? He's in a different place. So the Chalban says that we can sharpen all of this up by getting to the point that the main ladder upon which a person is able to climb in this inyan depends on what? Who? Mesiras Nefesh. Of course it's Mesiras Nefesh. The willingness to give up this world, the willingness to make sacrifices for the sake of Hashem and Am Yisrael. Sheyesh lehem al Am Yisrael. Mesiras Nefesh al Am Yisrael. V'ayinu, shekechol sheha'odem mekadesh es chayev. The more a person is mekadesh his life, umayser atzma l'man Hashem, and gives himself over l'man Hashem for Hashem's sake, he doesn't live for himself, the more he lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'man tikun ha'shchina, with this kavana of tikun ha'shchina, l'man Am Yisrael, and for the sake of Am Yisrael, kach chol olav hashgach elyon. To that degree, he draws upon himself, as we've been learning, he draws upon himself, hashgach elyon. He has signed up to be, to have Hashem as his chelik. Hashem is his chelik. The more he's moisa nefesh for Hashem and for Am Yisrael, the greater the shefa that he brings into the world, the bigger the soldier he's become, and the more divine assistance he's worthy of receiving. That's the formula. Finally, she'ikar ha'kol binyan zehu ha'lev. The Chalban says, the ikar over here is what the person's intentions are, the heart. She'a mosur la'am Yisrael. He should be completely given over to Am Yisrael. I've had this discussion a number of times with people. What happens if you have, and I'm not going to answer now, but we're touching upon it. What happens if you have a guy in Eretz Yisrael? Over here it's not usually Shach, but let's say you have a guy in Eretz Yisrael. It's more Shach in Eretz Yisrael. You have a guy that he's mediocre in learning. He's not a sharp guy, but he's unbelievable sincere, puts his whole life into learning. And to Yiddishkeit, he's unbelievable. And the Reish Kollel could keep this person on in the Kollel. Now, see, the Reish Kollel can only keep 12 people in the Kollel. That's what he has a budget for, 12 people. So we have this one guy. He's there at the opening bell. When the Kollel, he's before. When the Smedris in the morning turns on the lights. At night turns off the lights. Erlich, davening, learning. There's another guy in the kollel that's like five times as sharp as this guy. And he's pumping out svarim. Bigel Eisen told me today that this past week, 240 new svarim. And he said this week, he said, we used to get that in a year, he said. It's been a year. So here you have a guy, sharp as a razor, puts out a safe every year. Walks in at 10 o'clock. Stand. One of those guys. One of the guys. Speaks to his stockbroker occasionally, you know what I mean? It's on the phone a lot. Whatever. A macher. But in learning, a whiz. Sharp as a razor. The Reish Kollel has to make some cuts. Who does he cut? He cuts the guy who writes this farm. Or is he cut the tzaddik that's sitting? Who's not going to write any sefer? It's not going to say, he's not going to come up with any big chedushim. He's not going to say any fancy chabur. But he's like, he's as real as they come. These are decisions that have to be made all the time. What's the criteria? If the criteria is a faithful soldier who's drawing down Shefa from above, can one say that Davka, this guy that writes the book, who's very sharp and could put out a Sefer, but is Yerushalayim and his Hasmada, his priorities are not anywhere near the other guy. His kavanas are not anywhere near the sincerity of the other fellow. So who stays on? Who's cut? The government was talking about that allowing for, I think, 1,800 Iluyim, 1,800 geniuses. That they don't have to, 1,800 geniuses that are parted from the drift. Is that what it is? It's all about geniuses? Somebody's a genius? Somebody's not a genius at all. He's just barely able to make sense out of Tysus. But he works at it so hard, and he sits all day long. Of course, his Rebbe might want to tell him at some point that he's not seeing brach in his learning. He's not seeing payers. Maybe he should do something else and be just a regular elohid like we had for thousands of years, that learns a little bit in the morning, learns at night, and works. I'm not getting into that. Of course, that's unlikely that something he'll be told these days. I'm sorry to be so cynical. It's unlikely. It happens occasionally, but it's not usual. I'm not talking about this. So he's going to stay. He wants to stay. He's sincere. And he puts in a full day. And his davening is beautiful. His Yer Shemayim is beautiful. His Midas, he works on. Laman Hashem, Laman Yisrael, he cries in his davening for other Jews. And the other guy's a wise guy putting out Svar. It's usually not so extreme. Well, I'm giving very extreme. It's much harder when it's not so extreme like this or like that. According to the Chaban saying, Shi'ika kol ben yizehu halev shi'a mosul am Yisrael, Mesiyus nefesh v'am Yisrael for the Shechina. Now look what he says in the next sentence. Shein hadova tolui, this is one of the many thousands of reasons why this is not going to become this a textbook in the yeshiva world. Shein hadova tolui ledugma ba'oimek chidushi ha'tayra shel ha'adam. This doesn't depend upon whether or not the guy is necessarily talented. He's able to put out chidushi ha'tayra, or the quality of his chidushi ha'tayra. Shiyoch elios chadshon va'amken b'tayra. He's not necessarily creative or particularly deep in his learning. Ulam belibo, but this person in his heart, who moser pochus lam yisal miodam poshik she'enu lamden hakol chay mugdoshum lam yisal. But a person whose life is given over to Am Yisrael, haklal hu shahashgoch al yonach chala amisha meshatif atzma b'tikin hashchina. That's what the Svar Makdoshim tell us, and the Ari HaKadosh, and the Zohar HaKadosh. The hashgoch al yonach chala al misha meshatef atzma b'tikin hashchina. Tashgoch el yona, that extra measure of involvement of siyata d'shmaya is by those who give themselves over to tikkun hashchina with mesiris nefesh for Hashem and mesiris nefesh for the Jewish people. Zehu. Not how sharp you are, how talented. Shekein ha'ashgoch el yoyna chala al yonya, how smart you are, that's the Baruch Shlomo. Somebody's sharper than not sharp. That's not his inyan, that's how Hashem's Baruch made a person that he's sharp, he's not sharp. Shekein ha'ashgoch el yoyna chala al yonim shal klal Yisrael. Because remember, the ha'ashgoch el yoyna, the ha'ashgoch el yoyna is in love with klal Yisrael. And is in love with any Jew who's in love with klal Yisrael. The ha'ashgoch el yoyna, the Shechina gives herself over to Klal Yisrael, the Jews, more than anybody. That's why I've mentioned it even publicly in the past. I have seen this keseda, that there are certain askanim that they do for Jewish, they do unbelievable things for Am Yisrael, whatever it is, in yeshivas, with hatzolah, whatever it is, misaskim, they're just busy with Jews, they're helping Jews. And what I've seen is that for the most part, they have very good children. Even though they don't have, they're not spending so much time with the family, and even though it might be that the father's not a big Ben Torah, and the Hashkafas are not necessarily so gewaldig, there's a special shmir for the children of Jews who give themselves over to Hashem's people. You're in the army. taking care of them, you're taking care of my people. So Hashem says this is a special shmi for these people. Because your personal inyanim are Klal Yisrael's inyanim. Your personal inyanim. You're not a private citizen. You're not a private citizen, you're a soldier. And therefore the inyan of your life, the inyanim of your life has more of a bearing upon the Eliyahim of the Tachtan, what's going on in all worlds. You're a person that's devoted to Am Yisrael. The more a person becomes klali, a klal Yisrael like a mensch, kachu zeicher Yisrael siyata. This might, that could be through learning, or it could be through askanis, whatever it is, you become a tzedakah, become a klal Yisrael like a mensch. That's why, when you look in the svarim, I'm saying all the old svarim, the Reishis Chacham, the Shlach Kodesh, all the old svarim, one of the strongest shmiras coming into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, one of the biggest avodas of Elul, is making yourself more into a person who's involved with the Jewish people. It's one of the strongest shmiras. One of the biggest shmiras is becoming more of a klal Yisrael than a mensch. Because when you become more of a klal Yisrael, not because you're stop playing a game, but it's part of that process of tshuva is atam nitzav mahayom kulchem, which we learn Rosh Hashanah time, atam nitzav mahayom kulchem. The Jews should care about other Jews. The Jews should be Maisa Nefesh for other Jews. The Jews should be involved in the inyanim of Klal Yisrael. Should worry about Klal Yisrael. Should daven for Klal Yisrael. Should fight for Klal Yisrael. Should think about Klal Yisrael. Because the more one does that, the more he becomes a person that's no longer a private citizen. He becomes a part of that unbelievable system of Shefa that Hashem has set up that draws Hashpos into the world, and therefore he's worthy of a particular kind of Hashgacha Pratis, that it should be a good year, that you should have all kinds of brachas. You're taking care of my children, I take care of you. You're in my army, soldiers are taken care of. You're fighting for the people, you fight for my people, whether it's by devoting yourself to learning or devoted through your davening, you daven a lot for other Jews, or through your askanis that you're involved with, helping the yeshivas, being involved with the mikveh, being involved with the chais, whatever, in yonim of the klal, that means you're signed up for my army. You're teaching other Jews to, whatever, you're in the army. By the army, we take care of your food, we take care of your boots, we take care of your place to live. You don't have to worry about it. Linen, towels, taken care of. A soldier doesn't have to take care of his own linen. A soldier doesn't have to worry about these things. They take care of him. So the more person is connected to this through Mesiris Nefesh, through sincere devotion to Hashem's children, the more Kivyoch, the Baruch Shalom says, Sayla, you're taking care of my kids, I'll take care of you. There's a special Hashgacha Pratis for such a person. Kachlu Zerche Yoysel Sayyid Dishmai. The deeper meaning of this is Shashchina Klal Yisrael, which we've spoken about many, many times. Knesset Yisrael and the Shechina is one thing. The Shechina in this world is revealed through Knesset Yisrael. V'hi Shairish HaHashgacha V'HaBracha HaLyayna. And that is the Shairish, the Shechina, Knesset Yisrael, is the Shairish of HaShgacha and Bracha HaLyayna. Of all HaShgacha and all the brachas that come from Shammai. Therefore, the more attached a person is to Klal Yisrael, it's that simple. The more you're attached to Klal Yisrael is the Shechina. Knesset Yisrael is the Shechina. The more you're attached to Klal Yisrael, the more you're attached to the Shechina. What does it mean, attached? Of course it means doing and doing, but it has to do with your intentions as well. Or not just as well. It's a mistake, not do'eg. The ikku is that a person should be do'eg. No, it could be do'eg. It could mean means to say do'eg. Worried about, upset. Al churban beis hamikdash. A person is broken about the churban beis hamikdash. The do'eg la'am Yisrael. And he's worried about Am Yisrael. Last night I was at a simcha, we had a family simcha. I really just I really just wanted to have a little bit to be with his family, to dance a little bit, and to have a couple of fries and you know, whatever. That was really my intention. To just be a simple with my nephew and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. So there were, I would say, six or seven people that, that said, you know, when the music is very loud, and they say, you know, they come out. I thought I would stay there and dance, but they say, come, yeah, come out. So, okay, I go out to the hall, and they say, you know, can you say something? And then they want to talk about what's going on in there. Just, I said, oh, yeah. But the beauty of it is that, of course, I don't want to hack all day long with this. But the beauty of it is that the Jews are upset. They're worried. It bothers them. We're worried. It's upsetting them. It's upsetting what's going on. We're worried what's going to be. It's upsetting. So we're worried about Am Yisrael. We're worried about Am Yisrael. What's going to be with our people? What's going to be? We got Shmiusam. What's going to be with the Jews earning a living? I was in a Jewish store. Before I came, I stopped off. And I had to stop off to get something. I stopped off in Queens with my parents, and I went. I had to be in Borough Park for something. I stopped off, and I was in a store. And he was sitting there, the store owner. His eyes were all red. I know him. I said, "Are you okay?" He said, "How could I be okay? You heard there was a woman, a Lubavitcher woman, 37 years old or something, with 8 children. She had an aneurysm or something. She just dropped dead out of nowhere." He says, "What do you mean, am I okay? How could I be okay?" Just thinking, you know, make a CPA. I said, "You know, you have a shaykh." He says, "No, I never met her in my life." "You know the family?" "No." Seeing that he's crying. He can't go back to work. He can't do anything. He's sitting there crying. He says, "You didn't hear." I said, "I heard this last night. My wife told me last night, this lady says 8 children. And this happens, not that it's important, it happens that this person is a Haisa Satna. It's a Haisa Satna. It doesn't make a difference. The woman's a Lubavitcher. It doesn't make a difference. 8 children. He can't bring himself to get up and do anything. It means to be a Jew. Gashmiusam, to care about the Gashmius of Jews. Like Yisrael Salanter said, that guy's Gashmius is my Ruchnius, right? His Gashmius is my Ruchnius. Over Ruchniusam, and their Ruchnius, what's going to be with the learning? What's going to be, and what's going to be with the boys that have to go to the army? You know what's going to be? A lot of them, they're going to get involved in bad things. Yeah, they're not ready for that. For whatever reason, I'm not saying by way of criticism, they weren't prepared. Be the first girl that walks by in a tight blouse. This guy's finished. He's finished. What's going to be with them, Taki? So we have to worry about these things. We have to worry about them. What's going to be? It's going to be the Jews are fighting with each other. The Jews are so upset with each other. She koyev belibal tzarim she yisrael b'chol tchum, that the heart of a Jew is hurting. And of all these things, mispalokach and davens, v'choymen misavim etzape emosa yeshuv yisalavim shushmaim. And all day long, he's worried: when are we going to come back? When are we going to come back to our Father in heaven? This is what we're talking about. It's not enough just somebody that learns or somebody that's asking. It means anybody who lives with this in this way. He's already a Klal Yisrael type person. Doesn't mean you have to be an asking that you work on the board of this yeshiva or you're learning all day. But if your own parnasa worries you more than the chod mesa mikdash, upsets you more than what's going on, the galus hashchina, what's happening in galus, adayin lezarcha lagila madregas at tzaddikim, shem shayv b'mesayla. Means you haven't reached the madrega of the chavis levavis tzaddik, that you should be worthy, that it should be all, everything should go. The shorsha kol sheyim sarhadam is kol chayv l'man Hashem. To give oneself over l'man Hashem, and not to worry about parnas, all these things, or your own personal chesroinus. That's how the tzaddikim live. They live for Hashem and for Am Yisrael, not their personal inyanim. So this person, he's in Shevet Levi. His whole life is to be mishkan for the Shechinah, and to be poyel to help fill the needs of Am Yisrael, what's missing in Am Yisrael. I will continue to Shem here. Might hold on to these. Might be until after Pesach. We'll do some Pesach in Yonim.